yeah, are we in the building? My Gojo specs on, Louis Vuitton red, you feel me? I got the Louis Vuitton red specs on, you feel me? What's going on, everybody? And welcome back to another edition, another installment, a new episode of your favorite anime commentary manga show program on these beautiful streets. The Black Hockey Podcast is back. We're live on Twitch right now. Shout out to everybody that's live with us. Be sure to subscribe to our Twitch so you can get more live shows. We're just getting on Twitch, so we appreciate everybody that is, you know, just coming in and supporting and everything like that. We're still getting the gears and the grinds together, so just bear with us and everything. But that doesn't mean everybody who loves us on the podcasting side will not get this podcast as well. We are just, you know, playing around with some things and incorporating some things into the network. So just, again, be as flexible as possible with us. But we are back with another episode. I'm super excited to be here. Be sure, again, to follow us on Twitch, or that be Facebook or Twitter, or follow us wherever you listen to our podcast from. But I would love for you, if you do listen via audio to our podcast, be sure to listen at our website at epicechopro.com. That is epicechopro.com, where you can listen to our this podcast and others right on our website. All right. Listen, I got a good show for y'all today. Not a long one, but a good one. I'm very excited for the show today. The title of this episode is Kurama Returns. And why is that? Because, my God, the episode or the manga or the day, time, year, wherever you were, when you officially found out the Nine-Tailed Fox from Naruto, Kurama is what his real name is, right? After Naruto fought that crazy ass white dude, and he wasn't even white. He looked like he was platinum, right? Platinum gray, right? Let's call him platinum gray. When he fought platinum gray with all the boxes and all that shit, you know, in his what was it, Baryon mode or something like that? Baryon mode. When he was in Baryon mode and he fought old boy, the ramifications of Baryon mode was basically, hey, you might die, right? Or at least that's what Kurama told him, right? So when they defeated old boy and old boy is gone, Naruto is like, well, you know, it's my time. I did what I needed to do. I'm ready to go. It's my time, right? And so Kurama's like, bro, you're not going nowhere. I lied. Ha ha, hee hee. I'm going somewhere. And Naruto, like so many of us, looked like, Nani, we were like, excuse me, what did you say? You're going where? He basically saying to the upper. And let me preface this by saying I have never ever cried of losing an anime character, right? If an anime character dies in the anime, I never really cry. Kurama was the first time ever in my life that I sat here and shed tears for somebody who was leaving the anime, right? Who was leaving the anime. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. We're not getting any more of the Nine Tails. He's gone for good? Gone for good. Done. Little tear like Denzel Washington in Glory came down in my, like, literally, maybe two tears, but literally I was hurt, butt hurt, super duper hurt. So you can imagine my emotion after reading this last chapter of Boruto. The ending of the chapter, right? Because Boruto does have Boruto Vortex out. And so the latest chapter shows that these Nine-Tailed Cloak, again, kind of platinum gray looking niggas are coming into to the Leaf Village trying to look for Boruto's sister, Naruto's daughter, right? Himawari, I think I said her name was. I think I said it wrong, but correct me in the comments. But they try to take her, right? And, you know, young Inoshika Choke trio trying to do whatever it takes to try to stop these niggas, but these niggas is too strong. Okay, cool. Boruto teleports back to Kohana, right? And with that, what's his friend name? What's his little brother name again? What's that boy name? The other dude with the karma, right? But the black hair looked like he got a mohawk on his face or on his head and can grow a tree out his arm. He pops up on Boruto. What up, though, nigga? I ain't seen you in forever. You a traitor to the Leaf Village, blah, blah, blah. Right? And Boruto like, bro, I don't got time for this. Niggas getting attacked right now. Can we do this some other time? Huh? And so he like, nah, bro, I'm about to fuck you up right now. Da, da, da. So, you know, Boruto hit him with a one good gut punch and like, bro, sit down real quick. And Boruto still cannot control his karma. Right? In terms of, like, low-key Momoshiki could really, like, take control of his body still. And so he leaves because old boy is about to activate his karma. And upon activation of his karma, Boruto's karma activates immediately, right? Because we've seen that through the whole manga and anime. Every time old boy's karma, and his name is in my head. I can't really, Lord have mercy. Kawaki, that's his name. So Kawaki, literally, his karma activates, and Boruto's automatically activates. So Boruto leaves because he feels like he can't control it. Okay, cool. He gone. So we get back to the panel, and the dudes are still like, yo, are we letting them get away with her? What's good? Like, what we gonna do? You know what I'm saying? Like, because they leaving with her. Like, what you doing? Oh, boy, you know, old platinum gray. You know, well, he platinum black now because, you know, they black. You know, they drew him black. So Platinum Black and his crew is sitting there like, hey, you know, what we doing? And the leader of the Platinum Black squad, he like, listen, just, you know, it's all good. We here for that. We going to get them. It's all Gucci, right? Now, they here for the Nine Tails, right? For me as a reader, I'm thinking the Nine Tails is gone. How can the Nine Tails still be here? Is there like a chakra transfer or some shit like that? Because when you go into that type of mode, it's over. It's done. You don't. He said you're not going to come back, right? Per the last freaking panel, huh? Per the last freaking panel, you see Himawari going into kind of the little chakra state, or the kind of state that Naruto used to go into when he used to talk to the goddamn Nine Tails. What happens? Huh? What happens? We see a little itty bitty Nine Tail fox talking to Himawari, talking about, do you know who I am? She's like, nigga, you the Nine Tails. Yo, y'all, I'm not gonna lie. My heart fluttered. Little tears came down my face. I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because here's the thing, bro. The Nine-Tailed Fox was one of the best, I think, side characters of all time for me. And I'm biased just because I've grown up with Naruto, watched it for so long. But even still, I am such a, it was riveting to know, like, yo, y'all wrote him back into the story. And he's still a part of Naruto's, like, family tree, because that's Naruto's daughter. So think about this type shit. And here's my mind going into future Boruto, her growing up, her type of power scaling and all of that. We thinking about Ninetales right now. He's a child fox. He's a kid fox right now. He's building his chakra back up. Boy talking about, because, again, Platinum Black and his crew are trying to find him. Not her, for real. They trying to get him. And what he's saying is, what Corman's saying is, like, damn, these niggas done found out who the fuck I, where the fuck I am. Shit, I wasn't, they wasn't supposed to find me. And that's why he asked the little girl, like, little girl, do you know who I am? And she's like, yo, you the Ninetales, but why am I talking to you? And that's where the panel ends. So next month when we get the other one, it's going to be amazing how this conversation between both of them goes, right? Because, again, for me, I thought Kurama was gone, bruh. I thought it was done. I thought he was out of here, finito, finished. Again, you using the very last resort of your mold. You understand what I'm saying? But I also have to understand the Ninetales fox is made of what? Chakra. A lot of it. A lot of it. But ultimately, he's made up of chakra. And chakra, low-key, can pass between individual to individual. So what did Kurama do? Find a new host. And Naruto's daughter, nonetheless. So that is going to be even more interesting to understand. Boruto has this crazy ass ability with his eye. Now your sister is now the Jinchuriki for the Ninetales. That is some new world shit. Okay, and I'm excited for that. That right there. I'm excited to read next month's issue. That is going to be, and that conversation between them two is going to be interesting. And I wonder if Platinum Black and his crew is really going to find them people, is really going to find him. Going to be interesting. I want to see if Kawaki is still on the hunt for Boruto, of course. And I wonder if at some point that this little genjutsu that the Leaf Village is under kind of snaps. And it goes back to the way it was, in a sense. But we don't know. Again, great chapter, by the way. Great chapter to leave us off of. Great chapter. Amazing chapter. Another chapter that was out that did some, that had me on the edge of my seat. Yuji turns up on Sukuna in JJK 257. Unofficially, the JJK 257 Jujutsu Kaisen manga came out, newest, latest chapter. And we're getting, as we said last week for 256, Yuji is now in a whole nother state of mind now. He is not the Yuji that is in Jujutsu Kaisen Curse Clash, which is trash.
Trash!
I don't know. Again, I'm sorry. Whoever plays that game, stop. It is not, it, for people who keep sitting here saying, is that game? It's not. It's trash. It's bad. It doesn't have no combos. It has nothing. And if you're paying $60 for that type of game, you're trash. Stop it. Anyway, Yuji has unlocked some latent abilities. And what Sukuna is saying in the new chapter is, hey, because of Kenjaku's little experimentation, Mr. Jekyll, Dr. Hyde type shit he want to do, he's created something that could possibly beat me. And what we know and what we found out is that Sukuna has another body or another soul. That soul could be Yuji Itadori. Don't know, but as his henchmen said, like, oh, shit. Well, if he continues down this path, won't his latent abilities equal that of Sukuna? In which we see him and Sukuna going at it. To see Yuji use Black Flash at will, because they said it, he has two curse techniques now. He has blood manipulation, right? Where he can use the little, you know, use the blood, you know, little blood spider and everything like that. He can do all that, you know? And now he has Black Flash at will. It is not something he has to charge up now, like he did with Mahito, right? It is not something like that. No, he can just hit off will. It's like, think about it like this in One Piece. It's like being able to hit Conqueror's Haki punches no matter if your Conqueror's Haki is on or off. You're going to hit somebody with a Conqueror's Haki punch. That is what Black Flash is to Yuji, or what it's doing to Sukuna, because every time Sukuna gets hit with this punch, this nigga Sukuna gets upset. He got mad as hell. He's like, all right, nigga, chill out, bro. This nigga can do this shit at will. And of course, Sukuna's hit him with a dismantle and cleave, trying to cut this nigga up. And I mean, cut him up. But he like, bruh, I don't care about none of that shit. Run it up, my guy. He's running it up with Sukuna, bro. Running it up, running the fade with this man. And I mean close combat running the fade with him, too. Grabbing Sukuna's ankle, talking about, come here, boy. You feel me? Like, he owned that type of time. Yuji is on that type of time. And I'm here for all of it. Because obviously, these niggas couldn't do it. Maki couldn't do it. I thought she could at least go taijutsu toe-to-toe with this nigga. At least. You know? But again, Yuji going crazy, hitting him with a black flash. At the end of the panel, I believe, is what got me. Because at this point, he hit Sukuna with about 3 black flashes up until the end of the panel. Right? Let me see if I can find a picture. I believe I do got it. No, I don't. Is that it? No, that's not it. That's for One Piece, I believe. Wait, let me see. Yeah, that's for One Piece. But this one, though, right here, he hit him with a black flash crucially to the back. And I think that's more on the side back. You feel me? Like, yo, he going, when I tell y'all, when y'all read this chapter, you will see, like, Yuji went so crazy on Sukuna. Like, you like, wait a minute. Oh, shit. Sukuna is getting back into a corner, bro. Even when Nanami's student came out, you know, the dude who got the Pusheisty mask. You feel what I'm saying? Even when he tried to come out and help Yuji, which did nothing, in a sense, you know, even with that little distraction, Yuji just hitting his man with black flashes, bro. And again, black flash is a technique that hurts. You feel me? Sukuna can use it, but he cannot use it at will. Literally, that nigga Yuji can use it at will. He's a goon. This man is no joke. I'm excited for 258. There's no break next week. I'm definitely excited to see what is going to happen. I know Maki and them is not dead. They're severely injured right now. Of course, you're going against the King of Curses. But Yuji's going crazy. He's locked in. You can see it in his eyes. He's locked in. It don't matter. Like, Sukuna touched his face, cut his eye, and boy still hit him with a black flash. Like, I'm like, oh, he not caring. You feel me? He's not caring. He's going to probably, and this is what I want to see, low-key. Call me crazy, y'all. And answer me this question, and I'm asking y'all a question, and y'all let me know in the comments. Could Yuji beat Megumi's soul out of Sukuna, or flip it around, right? Or vice versa? Could Yuji beat the soul out of Sukuna to really sit here and bring Megumi's body back, right? Because we've seen, like, yo, Maki tried to use that damn sword, didn't do nothing, right? And even at Maki's taijutsu speed, potential, all of that shit, she's fucking tier one, top tier god level, nothing, right? What is it going to take for Megumi to be freed? And I think that's my question. Do you really have to black flash and beat this nigga to a pulp and to have, like, think about it like this. I think about it like how Vegeta sat here, and when Cell was in his second form, Vegeta was beating his ass so bad and punched him so bad in the stomach that he threw up Android 18, right? And he transformed back, right? That right there is why I sit here and I'm like, is it going to take something like that? Not to that degree, you know what I'm saying, you know, all of that. But, like, is it going to take something like that? I'm intrigued. Definitely go check it out. I'm definitely intrigued. Yeah, that it was a good chapter to read. All right, last thing on the docket, another chapter, One Piece 112 is out as well. 11-12, excuse me. Not 112, 11-12. The newest chapter of One Piece, the manga, has been on break for the last 3 weeks. Of course, Oda does take these breaks from time to time, and definitely as fans, we respect that. But he is back, of course, unofficially, but officially on Tuesday or Monday. We're back here with some more. We're still on Egghead. Things are still going crazy. Things are still going awry. You feel what I'm saying? The Giants are still trying to get the Straw Hats up out of Egghead Island right now. The Five Elders are still trying to stop them, of course. You have the elder who's bald with the sword just decimating all the pacifistas right now. You feel what I'm saying? He cutting them up one by one with no hesitation, no problem. He actually told Vegapunk, like, to give Bonnie the power to literally destroy nations is crazy, but nigga, you can literally destroy it. You went through damn near what? It was about maybe about 10, 15 pacifists on that damn island spread out. You went through all of them in less than, and I can imagine you probably went through them in less than two, like 10, 15, no more than 30 seconds. Literally, right? So then we cut, and we're getting like York and one of the other Five Elders. They're talking, and he's trying to destroy, you know, the satellite message that's coming through, because this message is going to reveal secrets. I guess, you know, of course, the world government and the Five Elders do not want Vegapunk to unleash onto the world. And so with that, you have, you know, people coming, you have things happening, you have York telling him, like, wait, stop destroying shit. Like, as if you destroy shit, you could destroy the island and we all done for. You feel what I'm saying? And so she's talking about, I got a way to do it, and you know what I'm saying, let me handle it, and blah, blah, blah. So then he hears something coming from Punk Records, which is way up there, right? And he's like, all right, so I'm gonna fly up there. Meanwhile, everybody's trying to get off the island, right? You got Bonnie and Frankie sitting here fighting vice admirals. You got Usopp and them trying to get off the island. You got Luffy and the Giants, Broggy and Dory, sitting here fighting Big Piggy over here. And my man's, of course, Luffy runs out of energy, turns into old man Luffy, right? Old man Luffy. Then My boy Broggy gives him some food. You feel what I'm saying? And, you know, listen, my man's gonna eat. Pause. But Luffy gonna eat. You feel what I'm saying? And he eating. And he get back to himself. But he doesn't necessarily go gear 5. I would say he goes gear 3. Tries to punch the shit out of the pig, but he forgets the pig is low key in God pig mode. Okay, like, He hurts his hand. Now, remember, he coats his hand in armament hockey, probably a little Conqueror's hockey, but it don't budge. It don't do nothing. That is a Zone Devil Fruit Man pig that done went it and then coated himself in Conqueror's hockey all the way around. You ain't hurting that, man. You done hurt your arm, right? So he's talking about, my arm hurt, right? Then we cut to we cut back to where Bonnie and Frankie are fighting everybody, and my bald-headed elder, right, with the sword, done sat here and cut the Giants down, no problem. Now he talking about, you know, he like, where y'all think y'all going, looking mad creepy and shit. You feel what I'm saying? And Saint Saturn, the spider nigga, is coming up the goddamn cloud. You see his damn tentacles coming up that shit. Shit is getting weird, right? Shit is getting wild. And at the end of the chapter, what you see is that one of the elders goes up to Punk Records, and he's really telling Vegapunk, like, yo, Vegapunk, you really, you know, you kind of just let you let yourself go, and there's no hope for y'all. But at the end of the first, if you look to the right, I got it up on here right now. If you look to my left and you looked at the last panel, he looks a little daunting. He looks a little deterred. Disturbed, excuse me. He looks a little disturbed and deterred. Like, something that he just looked up at got him like, oh, shit. Because, again, the five elders can be as strong, as influential, and here's the thing, maybe even as smart as anybody in the world, smarter than anybody in the world. But one man, and that one man is Dr. Motherfucking Vegapunk. Y'all not gonna tell me five elders are smarter than a man with whose brain was the size of Dubai's largest damn tower. You're not gonna tell me that. To the point where the man had to make a whole damn satellite that's as big as the Statue of Liberty. You're not gonna tell me that. Nigga, his brain is the size of the Statue of Liberty, and you're going to tell me that you can outsmart this man? No. No. You don't. You, as Dr. Vegapunk, knowing that you could probably die, knowing that you were going to die, knowing that you, the world government is coming after you, knowing all of this shit, you're not going to tell me that this man does not have contingency plans in place for shit like this when it goes down. Oh, they found my shit? Ah, you found copper, bitch, because you ain't found no damn gold. So I think in the next chapter, which we don't get a break, which is great, I think in the next chapter, Saint Mars, who's up there in Punk Records, done found some shit that he cannot control. As much as he probably want to destroy, fuck it up, there's probably no way to the point of destroying this message, because of you can't outwit the smartest nigga in the manga. You can't do that. I don't care how smart you are. Then, of course, I forgot, you got Stussy, who done betrayed CP0, who got one more mission to save the Straw Hats too. So it's a lot of shit that's really climaxing right now. We are really in the meat and potatoes of what's going on, and we get no break next week. Oh, it's amazing. We get no break. No break. Yo, tell me this shit is lit. I'm loving it. I'm really loving, this was a great week for, this was a great week for manga. Especially just coming back, right? I know, I think Jujutsu Kaisen went on a break for a minute, and I know One Piece went on a break for a minute, and of course, Boruto comes out every month. So this was a great week of just reading great manga. This was dope. This was dope, but listen, man, for real. And then, again, my question at the end of this, we were left off with the last panel of the robot activating, walking through Egghead. I wonder, is that what Mars is seeing? Is that what Saint Mars is seeing up there in Punk Records? I don't know. But I want to know where the damn robot is. You can't leave me off a panel like that. And then the robot don't show up. Excuse me. And then the robot don't show up. I've been expecting this robot to come and do something for the last maybe 5-6 chapters, and nothing until last chapter. And then I come here on this chapter and I'm thinking I'm gonna see him. Nope. So I'm like, where's the robot? Hopefully he make an appearance in 11-13. Hopefully, because he will be the robot will be a major game changer too. Because again, and then St. Mars said he feels a certain life form up in Punk Records. So we don't know what's up there. We don't know what the fuck Vegapunk got up there. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. We don't get a break next week. I'm excited. Next week's manga is going to be even more exciting. So y'all stay tuned with me, because we're going to be here giving y'all the tea. You feel what I'm saying? I love y'all, y'all. Stay breezy, be good. If y'all like these live Twitch episodes, let me know in the comments. I like bringing it to y'all. I like being kind of live on TV. It's kind of dope. So y'all let me know what y'all think. I think it's going to be good going forward. Great going forward, actually. So yeah, man, y'all let me know what y'all think. Give me your feedback, good or bad, please. I definitely would love to hear it. Love to, and definitely need it as well. But we appreciate y'all. We love y'all. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe wherever you listen to the podcast. Again, listen to us on epicechopro.com. That is epicechopro.com, where you can listen to this podcast and others on our podcast network. Do I have anything else? No, that's it. Be sure to subscribe to us on YouTube as well for our YouTube community, our Epic Echo community over there. We appreciate y'all and our building Epic Echo community on all socials. Again, Twitch, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all and we thank y'all. And we'll see y'all next week. This has been another one. See y'all next week. Y'all be good. Peace.